November and December are probably the times of the year where people spend the most money on gifts. Right after Thanksgiving, you have Black Friday. Then you have Cyber Monday. Then for some, you have graduations in December. And then, of course, you have Christmas at the end of December, or near the end of December, excuse me. And I understand some people don't celebrate Christmas. This is not what it's about. And I understand that not everyone spends money the same, regardless of whether you celebrate a certain holiday or not. But the truth of the matter is, in our society, a lot of money is spent on gifts around this time of the year. Throw in a birthday somewhere in there, and depending on how close it is to one of these aforementioned days, you may or may not get more stuff. But nonetheless, as a nation, we spend a lot of money this time of the year. I say all of that because as college students, some of you may be in a situation where you need things and you will have family members that, despite the age you are, will still ask you, what do you want for Christmas? And you have to be mature enough to answer more based on need than want. But I'm going to explain how you can intertwine those two things and still be okay. In my family, once you reached a certain age, it was not so much about you getting a lot of gifts, but if you had children, nieces and nephews, it was basically to make the little ones so ecstatic to open gifts. For adults, we took on a bigger meaning. It was about togetherness. It was about joy. It was about saying, hey, I love you. I hope everybody's well. It really took on a bigger meaning of what Christmas was about. Spreading joy and goodwill to each other. Doing something nice for somebody else. It was never really about, oh, man, I have to spend all of this money on adults. It wasn't about that. But there was always a soft spot for students. Because you're at a crossroads in your life. You pass the I need toys like dolls and action figures. You pass that point. But you're not at the point where you can fully 100% make all the money you need for yourself. So you are in a special position where, hey, what do you want for Christmas? And you're like, what do I want? I mean, well, let me tell you what I need. Okay, even beyond Christmas, even for birthdays or graduation gifts. I remember asking one time, somebody said, hey, what do you want because you're graduating? And I graduated in May for my bachelor's and I graduated in December for my master's. And I remember, separate years, of course. But I remember when I graduated with my bachelor's, I said, I need stuff to go into an apartment because I lived at home and I knew once I graduated school, that was the end of living at home. I loved my folks, but I knew it was time to go. It was time to go before that. But I said, hey, I'm gonna just wait till graduation. But I knew I graduated in May. My birthday is in July. So I knew July birthday gift to myself. I'm gone. But since they asked, and family members asked, I said, well, hey, get me stuff that will look good in an apartment. Like, can I get a microwave? One of my sisters or my brother, one of them was like, well, hey, okay, well, what else do you need? Because I remember one of my brothers and my sister-in-law got me a microwave. Sure did. I remember getting like comforter set. Stuff that I didn't have to buy myself, that they looked out for me. You know, kitchen appliances, stuff like that. It was like, oh, he's coming with legit things that he needs Did I necessarily want all of that? No. You could have gave me the money. And I got some of that too. What my point is, if you're in college now and a family member comes to you and says, hey, what do you want for Christmas? I need you to think about some things that will not only help them, but also benefit you and keep the relationship between the two of you fine. When I look at how some people can say, oh man, I want a big screen TV. Okay, but you're asking this from a person that may not have a big screen for themselves. Oh man, I want a new car. Are they driving in one? But what you can do is be sensitive to their financial situation at the same time, because they are being, you know, sensitive to your situation. So here are some examples of what you can say as a college student when asked. Now, I wouldn't force it upon nobody, but if somebody says, hey, what's going on with your college life? What do you need? Is there any way I can help you? This is the things you should think about. Let's start with educational needs. Everybody's doing virtual learning to a certain extent. Online classes. Hey, I might need a new laptop. Not because the one I have is I don't just like it, so I want a new one. But no, like, listen, you know, I was using the computer lab a lot. I didn't have my own, but I think it's time to invest in a new laptop. I need a laptop. Even if they couldn't buy you the laptop straight out, they might put something on it. You see what I'm saying? If they say, oh, well, bet, I'm going to go on Cyber Money and get you one. Black Friday, I bought one. You can have it. Oh, I got you. No problem. Do you have one in mind? That would give you some bonus points if you said, well, hey, I was looking at this one because it would help me when I do presentations, projects, and stuff like that. Oh, okay, well, I tell you what, I'm going to put something to it. How much does that cost? Let me put something to it. If three people put something to it, you have a brand new laptop. Books. Next semester, I already know my schedule for next semester. I'm going to need these books. And these books are going to cost now. I think I got half of it. But if you would like to donate to the Get Me a Book for Class Fund, please do. It is always a risk sometimes to just hand out money. But if you know the person who's giving you the money, and they trust the fact that you will do right with that money, that's not a bad idea either, because they feel like, okay, I'm helping you build an emergency fund. If you happen to get a flat tire, I don't think you should have to take out loan money just to survive. Here's help to build an emergency fund. In fact, if I'm in a room with family members and they're asking me what I need, hey, if each of you can just give me $10, $20, I'm building the emergency cash fund. If I ever needed something and I didn't have a job, or I didn't get paid yet from my job, or my financial aid was delayed, something, I can survive. Because if I'm out of financial stress, I'm probably lessening academic stress. But it's hard to concentrate in class if you can't figure out what your money's doing. Gift cards are another great option. I am the type of person I would ask people for gift cards, or not ask them for gift cards, but I would suggest gift cards to the same place. If you're driving a car and you get gas from the same gas station, if that gas station has gift cards or gas gift cards, say, hey, I like going to this gas station. Everybody gives you a gas card from that same station, you'll never have to pay for gas. It's cheap for them, but oh my gosh, is it valuable to you? If 10 people gave you a $20 gift card to the same gas stations, wow, that's $200 worth of gas that you will not have to buy. Right? Or if you like to eat in a certain place, and I understand, it's like, well, are we talking about like eating out a lot? Shouldn't they cook at home? This and that? I understand that side too. Okay, yeah, great. But let's just face it. when you on the go, when you running from class to class, when you run from clinical sites back to a campus or something, you just have enough time to grab something to eat and go. If you live in a city where the options are few, certain small cities have only certain restaurants. So if all you have is a Zaxby's, all you have is a Chick-fil-A, all you have is a Subway, something like that, say, hey, listen, this is the restaurant that's closest to me. If you could get me a gift card to that, that way, if I'm ever hungry, I can just grab something to eat and I don't have to pay for it. That'll save you some money in the long run as well. So there are things that you can do in response to somebody saying, what do you want for Christmas? Focus on my needs first. You may say, I need a new watch. Okay, they can get you a watch, but I'm sorry if it's not the watch that you desire. It's the watch you need. Does it have an hour hand, a minute hand, and maybe a second hand? Yeah, you're good then. That's all you need. That's all you need. You don't need nothing else. You don't need it. You got to think about their side of it. You got to think about, it's not my money spending on these gifts. It's theirs giving to me. I'm the receiving end of this. But I'm also the struggling college student who can benefit from this if it's done the right way. Here's another point. Let's say you are a college student and you're thinking about starting a business. You have a business plan and everything is looking okay. Oh, I want to do this. Let's say you're, especially if you are on the way out of college, if you're like a graduating student in coming months, right? Or this December. How about this? Saying, hey, I'm going to register as an LLC. I'm going to establish a business license and all this stuff. How about ask them to pay that fee for you? Whew. If you didn't have to pay for the registration of your business, the licensing of your business, take it off of business for a second. Let's say you just had to sit for a registry that's going to cost you $100, $200, $300. Can they invest in the fact that you're going to sit for these boards that will guarantee your profession to make money for yourself, that not only could you pay them back, but you can pay it forward to somebody else? That's what I'm talking about. We got to get away from just stacking our lives up with a bunch of wants that depreciate and just sit there because we wanted it for that moment. We got to think about things that will help us, help ourselves, and help others going forward. Family members work hard for their money, but they think enough of you to say, this is a season where it's about giving from the heart. It's about displaying joy and goodwill to somebody else. What do you need right now? Do you need a tutor? Can I pay for your next tutorial session? What is it? It requires open and honest communication, but it also requires unselfishness and graciousness over greed. You don't need another pair of sneakers? Another pair? Do you need another purse? Another purse, huh? Another one. Think about that. Invest in your next semester. Invest in your next chapter. Put needs above wants and everybody wins. Imagine that auntie or that uncle or that even that mom or dad, that grandparent that said, you know what? They came to me because they had a need. And I'm glad that I was able to help them financially fund that need. Look at them now. Wow. Sometimes it's not even about money. If you live close enough to visit your family, you just be like, hey, can you just give me some groceries? You know, you got family members that extreme coupon shop all the time. You got ones that know how to hit up the Sam's Club and buy everything in bulk. And you're looking like, hey, you know what? if you can just give me some washing detergent, that'll save me from having to buy it where I am because it's more expensive there. Somebody may have an old washing machine and say, hey, don't you have an apartment off campus? Hey, to keep from having to spend, how about this? How about we just get you a washing machine and a dryer? You got a hookup in your apartment, right? Bet, let's do that. And in your mind, you probably wasn't thinking about you making this gigantic hundreds of dollars purchase. You just like, I just wanted some detergent. But they blessed you with more. Because maybe they were buying another one themselves and wanted to get rid of the one they had. They could even give you an old car to keep you from riding your bicycle around campus. You just never know. But I went and walked into a situation, hey, you know what you can give me for Christmas? You can give me these $600 pair, whatever, whatever. $600. You can give me this $400 pair, whatever, whatever. You can get me this brand new iPhone or this brand new Samsung with this and that and that. Like, is that what you want? Is that what you need? People will spend more on you for what you need than they will for what you want. If you need groceries, the average person who's going to buy groceries for you are not just trying to feed you that one meal. They're trying to supply you with the needs to feed you for that week. I'm not saying they're going to cook everything, but they will help you get the grocery that you need to help you cook it. You're a college student. The days of little toys are over. It's time to think about things that are concrete and things that are beneficial. So even in this holiday season, as family members will be happy to see you come home on break and ask you, how is college life? Have you met somebody new? You're looking good. You look like you're eating. You look good. All that. You know how your grandparents and aunties are. You know how they are. They're going to say, you look fine. Look at you. College student. Grandparents going to try to run you around and brag on you. Yeah, this is my college baby right here. You see him, right? Yeah, all that. As all of that is going on, be honest with them when they ask you, well, how can we help you? What do you want this holiday season? What do you want for graduating college? What do you want because I'm out here shopping? You're like, well, I don't want anything. But I do need, and fill in the blank. Either they can help you or they can't. Either they will or they won't. But if you come with something legit, there's a strong chance that they will. Because they can. I hope that tip helps. I hope you have a safe holiday season. For those graduating in December, congratulations. Take this advice beyond just this holiday season. Apply it to birthdays and any other time you may feel that there's a gift-giving situation and a gift-receiving situation on your end. As always, flip the coin over. Y'all take care. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.